Okay, Balky, pet peeve. What bothers you most about the person sitting on your right?
Ooh, this should be good.
This is very hard for me to say. The thing that bothers me most about Cousin Larry is he doesn't give himself enough credit for all the good things he does. Forgive me if I've hurt you.
Oh. Okay, Marianne, your turn.
Ooh, I get a pet peeve too, just like you.
Okay, name a fault of the person sitting across from you or sing a Barry Manilow song.
Answer the question.
Well, okay, but it's a tough one. I mean, Jennifer's almost perfect. Well, there is this one teeny little fault. It wouldn't be worth mentioning if I didn't want to win the game.
Come on.
It's her habit of correcting everything I do.
Marianne, I don't do that.
Yes, you do. Who's next?
Wait a minute, Marianne. If you're going to make a statement like that, you have to explain it.
Should I roll the dice for you?
Not now, Larry. Now, what do you mean I correct everything you do?
All right, fine. For example, every time I check the passenger seatbelts, you follow right along behind me checking them again.
Well, I have to. You're careless.
I am not.
Oh, yeah? Last week you left the oven on.
I was baking cookies.
For 3 days?
Well, I'm surprised you had time to check the oven. You spend so much time in front of a mirror.
Well, at least I don't put my makeup on with a spray gun.
This from a person who snores like a teamster.
I don't have to sit here and take this from someone who can't remember her real hair color. Good night.
Didn't go to the prom with my brother.
The screaming has stopped. I think the girls must have made up.
Hi, Balky. I just wanted to say goodbye before I move out.
Why you are moving out?
Because I would rather eat glass than live with Jennifer.
Marianne, you can't be serious.
Cousin Larry's right. Glass is really tough on your digestive system.
Marianne, Jennifer is your best friend.
Ex-best friend. I'm gonna go stay at a hotel until I find my own place.
Wait a minute. You can forget about going to a hotel. You'll stay right here with us. You'll sleep in my room and I'll stay on the couch.
Oh, Balky, I couldn't do that. I'd be putting you out. I'll stay in a hotel.
Well, if you think that's best.
No. You march yourself right on in there and start unpacking. Boosh, 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 boosh. Cousin Larry and I insist.
Oh, you guys are the greatest. I'll try to stay out of your way. Oh, sorry, Larry.
Balky, you just made a huge mistake.
I'm sorry, cousin. Did you want to give her your room? I'll go ask her.
I mean, you put us right in the middle of their argument.
But cousin, I'm just helping Marianne. What you would say if Jennifer wanted to stay here?
Thank you, God. But that's not the point. Balky, Jennifer is going to think that I'm taking Marianne's side.
Now, wait a minute. Marianne is my girlfriend. She'll be staying in my room. She'll be wearing my robe. She'll be using my Mr. Ducky bubble bath. There is no way Jennifer could get mad at you.
Oh, hi. Hi, guys. Marianne just moved out. I'm so mad. Larry, I just need to talk.
Well, you came to the right place. Let's go to a coffee shop.
Balky, where do you keep the towels?
Marianne, what are you doing here?
Jennifer, I think
the
I can explain.
The guys insisted I stay here.
Well, that doesn't bother you, does it, Jennifer?
Hi, cousin.
Balky, this has gone far enough. I haven't seen the inside of our bathroom in a week.
Well, the men's room at the gas station is available. Although, if I were you, I'd bring a little 409 along with me.
Balky, our lives have not been the same since Marianne moved in. We're crowded, the place is a mess, and she treats us like we're passengers on a 747.
Come on, cousin, you're exaggerating.
Good morning, everyone. If you'll be seated, we can start our breakfast service. Can I put this in the overhead bin for you, sir?
Oh, sure. Now, come on, cousin. How she's going to get better if she don't practice? Oh. Now, window or aisle?
Window.
For those of you seated on the left side of the aircraft, we're passing over Chicago. Would you care for some coffee?
Please.
Thank you.
Balky, Would you like pancakes or scrambled eggs?
I would like pancakes, please.
Larry, what would you like? Pancakes or scrambled eggs?
I'll have pancakes, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. We just ran out of pancakes. Would eggs be all right?
Fine.
Well, enjoy your meal. If you'll excuse me, I think I'll go help out the gang and coach.
Belky, Marianne has to go. She is driving me crazy.
Come on, cousin. If Marianne moves out, how will the girls ever get back together?
Belky, it's been a week. It's been a week, and they're still not talking. They pass each other on the stairs. Ice forms on the walls. Belky, there's no telling how long this thing is going to go on.
But, cousin, I can't ask my girlfriend to move out. Anyway, I like having her around. The way she combs her hair, the way she sips her tea, the way she's changed my life. No. You can't take that away from me.
Well, great. In the meantime, I'm losing my girlfriend. Jennifer insists I'm harboring the enemy. She won't talk to me. Oh. No, Belky, it's over. Marianne has to go. I am going to tell her that she just can't stay here anymore.
Get out of my way.
Ha.
I'm going to tell Marianne she just can't stay here anymore, and nothing you can do or say will change my mind.
Surprise time!
Marianne, there's something I have to say to you.
Well, before you do, there's something I'd like to say to both of you. I just want to thank you for letting me stay here. And as a token of my appreciation, I want you to have these watches.
Oh. Those look expensive.
Oh, they are. I bought them in Geneva. I was going to give them to you for Christmas, but you guys have been so good to me. I just couldn't wait. This one's for you. And this one's for you.
Wow. Cousin, was there something you wanted to say to Marianne?
Yeah, Marianne, listen. Look, I just have to tell you that. Well, look, you just can't know what a joy it is having you stay with us. Taking sides in this thing. I'm not the one who invited Marianne to stay here. No, Jennifer, I am warning you. If you hang up on me again, I am not calling you back. Hello?
Cousin, good news.
Belky, Marianne is out of here.
Cousin, I came up with a plan to get Jennifer and Marianne back together.
Well, good. Then maybe we can work on a plan to get Jennifer and me back together. Now, what's your plan?
I reminded Marianne that her television set was still upstairs and she went up to get it. Cousin, don't you see when Marianne walks in that room and she sees Jennifer and they start talking, the floodgates of friendship will open up and irrigate them both with the milk of human kindness.
I don't believe it. That witch upstairs changed the locks on the doors. Hey, miss, have a friend for 20 years and stab her in the back.
Yeah? What is it, beans for brains?
Television back.
Fine.
I guess I told her. That does it. I'll show her.
Marianne, what are you gonna do?
I'm going to go out and buy a new television.
It's a good thing I didn't remind Marianne about her refrigerator.
Balky, it is time to take direct action, and I have a plan.
Oh, God.
Balky, if we don't do something, Jennifer and Marianne may never get back together. And the two of us are going to spend the rest of our lives with our tray tables in the upright position.
Let's hear the plan.
Thanks for understanding, Jennifer. I'm glad we're talking again.
I don't know, Larry. I mean, I'm living alone now. I thought that maybe we could go up to my place and put on some soft music and decide what to do.
Now?
Now.
Okay. Yeah. No.
No, Jennifer, I really think it would be better if we just stay here and watch TV.
Wait a minute. You would rather stay here and watch TV than go upstairs with me?
Yeah.
Marianne! Jennifer!
Well, isn't this the darndest surprise?
Cousin Larry, Jennifer, well, slap my face and call me Zsa Zsa.
Now I see what's going on.
No, hold on. No, come on. No, Jennifer, just a minute.
Not so fast, Pilgrim.
Balky, give me the key.
I don't think so.
Well, then give me the key.
Double ha!
Oh, stop it!
Larry, give me the key.
There. Now, the door is locked. The key is gone. There's no way out. Now, no one is leaving here until you girls sit down and get this mess settled.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm calling a locksmith to get me out of here.
Call two locksmiths. I want to get out of here, too.
All right, Balky. We've done what we can. Let's just forget it. These two are never going to get back together.
Oh, come on, Cousin. You can't just give up. Just because two turtle doves want to fly the coop don't mean you make it easy for them and buy them tickets to Miami.
Get me a locksmith, too. I gotta get out of here. I am tired of this Meepos garbage. Every barnyard has a silver lining. Give me a break.
Well, I was just trying to be nice. Something you might want to try sometime, you big baba sticky head.
Well, let me tell you something. When you lie down with sheep, you wake up with ticks.
Sticks and stones may hurt Shirley Jones, but nerds will never harm me.
Nice.
Oh, is that supposed to mean something? Hey, you've lived in this country for 4 years. Why don't you learn the language?
I know enough of the language to tell you what I think of you in most uncertain terms.
Oh, yeah?
You're short, you're stubborn, and you're short.
This from a man who names his shoes.
Well, if that bothers you, maybe I'll just lace up Phil and Andy and walk right out of here.
Valky, I can't believe you're doing that. Guys, you can't just throw away a friendship like that.
Why not? I can't stand living with this guy. I've dreamed of living alone. Get yourself another roommate.
I will. Roommates are a dime a dance.
But good friendships aren't. You can't let petty disagreements break them up.
Petty disagreements, what? Like moving out because someone insults your hair color?
That happened to you too?
Marianne, they're talking about us. They're trying to show us that we're letting petty disagreements break up a friendship.
Now, come on, girls. This has gone on long enough. It's time for you to say you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Marianne.
I'm sorry, Jennifer. Thanks for showing us how silly we were.
Oh. You made it easy.
Good friends are hard to come by.
Professor Larry's right. We're all very lucky.
Hey, I got a great idea. Why don't we all go out to dinner and celebrate?
That's a great idea.
But we're locked in.
No. This is the real key.